back at LSU, you know, the receiver room was you, Russell Shepard, Jarvis. Yeah, Paul Turner there also. What are some of your memories from back then?
I mean, that was probably some of the best times of my life, just going in that room, being able to be. You know, when you grow up and you get older and you go off to college, and college is like this big thing. And in the grand scheme of things, I think going into it, you can't really exactly tell how it's going to change your life or how it's going to impact your life, how you're going to be after it, how are you going to handle, you know what I mean, just everything in general. So going to college really was great for me. Going to that school, being on a team like that, I think it really made me who I am today. And, you know, guys like Paul Turner, Russ, Jarvis, obviously are guys who are never going to be forgotten. And it's just crazy to, you know, to see that they're in the league. We're doing our thing. So it's exciting. It's a lot of fun.
Another LSU player, Jalen Mills, he comes off as a very confident guy. He saw you in practice every day. What's your recollections of him?
He's always been that way. He's always been a very confident person, but it's one thing to be confident, but it's another thing to be confident and be able to back it up, and that's what he does. It's hard for me, you know, to look at it when I see other guys from the team in the league, just, you know, the Quan Alexanders, Jalen Mills, Daniil Hunters, you know, all these guys who I remember when I was the young guy and I looked up to somebody, not looked up to somebody, but I remember when I was the young guy and there was guys older than me. And then I became the older guy, and there was guys younger than me who were gonna make it to the next level. So it's great to see everybody doing their thing, man. It really is exciting, you know.
Odell, why do you think you guys have been so good in tight games this year?
I mean, it's tough to score on this defense, to be honest, you know. And if you can't put points on the board, you're not gonna beat anybody. So they've been doing a great job at holding teams. Holding, you know, the Dallas Cowboys to 7 points, the Lions to 6, like that type of stuff doesn't really happen all the time, so to say. But just been doing a phenomenal job at it, man. They really have been, and we found ways. You know, last year we weren't finding ways to win those close games, losing by 2 points, 3 points, 4 points, and now we're doing it. So it makes all the difference in the world.
When did you see your defense go to a different level this year?
I mean, it kind of started in training camp for me. I already knew what they were capable of, what they were going to be, and they've just gone out and proved it. And they're getting better, which is the scary part. You know, they're getting better. They're playing at a higher level. They're playing with that championship swagger. So I'm all in. I'm all behind them. I just want to, you know, it's great. That motivates me when I'm sitting on the sideline and I know, okay, well, we'll be all right. You know, we didn't get it this possession, but we'll get it on the next one, knowing the defense is going to be out there and they're going to hold it down for us.
Odell, your draft class, the first round especially, but, you know, a lot of guys in the second round, including Jordan Matthews, have really kind of come into the NFL and taken it by storm, which typically doesn't happen really that early for wide receivers. Have you talked to, like, younger receivers since then that have kind of bemoaned the fact that they're being stacked up against that kind of production?
I keep up with everybody from that class. You know, they were talking about that class and saying it's one of the best draft classes and et cetera. And I really look back on it, and, you know, you have Sammy Watkins, Mike Evans, myself, Brandon Cooks, Jarvis Landry, Jordan Matthews, Kelvin Benjamin, or I don't even know. Actually, I don't think he was in that class.
He was.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy to see everybody doing their thing, man. It just is, it truly is a blessing. It really is.
You talked earlier about, you know, going from the young buck to the old head. Now you're in that situation. You're kind of in between with Victor Cruz and Sterling Shepard. What's it like to be able to just, you know, lean on Victor but also be that guy for Sterling?
It's a role. It's a role, and it's a matter of playing it. You know, you got big bro Vic who you can come to for anything. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. He's always got your back, and you know, now – me being older than young Chapito, I gotta look out for him. I want him to not make the mistakes that I made or have to go through anything that I went through that not everybody needs to necessarily go through. So it's just a matter of doing what you're supposed to and making sure you keep everybody straight.
in that first Philly game, it was your second fewest yards of the year, but you also had two touchdowns. What you recall from that game?
A lot of missed opportunities. But at the end of the day, man, honestly, as long as we keep stacking those wins, nothing else really matters. This is a team that we've played, you know, since I've been here twice a year. So you kind of start to know each other. And it makes it a little bit harder when you know, the opponents know what you're doing.
Odell, most players have their stories, with their interactions with Philadelphia fans. What's your top one or two?
Say it again.
So most players have their favorite stories, interactions with Philadelphia fans. What's your top one or two?
Man, I don't have any stories, but I've been called anything in the book over there when you're down in Philly, and you just embrace it. It's great. You know, they don't want to see you win. There's nothing wrong with that, but just some of the stuff that was said, it's pretty crazy, but at the end of the day, man, it's all noise. It's just words. It's just talk. It's not going to make or break who you are, but it is a pretty ruthless place down there.
Do you hear it more here than other places?
Say it again.
Do you hear it more here than in other places?
I mean, I pretty much hear it everywhere I go, to be honest, from anybody, you know, who's sitting out there feels like they could say whatever they want. They're invincible. So it is what it is. You know, I've been called all kinds of names. It's not going to, you know, deter me from who I am.
Your acceleration skills, that's something that shows, I mean, catching the slant and annihilating the angles. How did you develop that ability to go from receiver to running back so quickly when you catch the football?
I think it's a mindset. It's something that I remember talking to Jarvis about, being like, man, I just want to catch a slant and take it 80 or whatever the case may be. You know, you it's something that I had to learn. You know, once you catch it, just go. Just trust it. Trust that God's got you. Trust you've been in the right position. Just trust in general. And then when you hit it, let your abilities take over. So it's still a work in progress, man. I love when I get those chances to just run. You know, it's not too many times that it happens, but when you do get it, you just got to make the most of it.
How would you rank the four NFC East teams right now?
How would I rank them as far as what? What do you mean?
Like, you know, how they have those dumb power rankings. How would you rank them?
I ain't even seen any rankings. Honestly, that's not even the focus. The focus, to be honest, is to beat Philly, and the rest will take care of itself. If you look at it like that, and also life in general, if you focus on one task, accomplish that task, and then move on to the next task. You know, a quote always heard is, if you chase two rabbits, one of them will get away. So just find a way to lock in and hone in on your focus on what exactly it is that you want to do.
Going back to your rookie season, it was a little bit of a rocky start with the injuries, and I think it was the Atlanta game where you got things going. What was it that, you know, was the biggest hurdle? Obviously the injury, but what would you say was the biggest hurdle in your transition to the NFL?
I mean, you kind of said it. For me, the biggest thing was the injury. I always knew what I was capable of. I'm very confident in my ability. And it was just a matter of getting adjusted to the speed. You know, I played in the SEC, so it was a matter of, and not just the speed on the field, the speed inside of yourself, the clock that you have. Once I learned how to slow the game down, it became a lot easier for me.